See, after the Shmaya, today's daf is Nun Ches in Masechet Shabbos. Rabbi Yamin left off two lines from the bottom of Nun Zayin on the base. I'll get you back sometime, Rabbi Yamin, for that. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tanur Avanan. Gimel Dvarim. Namru Be'istama. So the Gemara discusses that there are three things that are mentioned in regards to the lower hair covering. The istama is a lower hair covering. It was the covering, like a webbing, that was put under a hat. And so there are three halachas. We've been discussing the halachas of walking out on Shabbos, that an istama, and its halachos about walking out with it on Shabbos. So let's repeat. Ein ba mishum klayim. There is no concern about for it regards to klayim. Because it's not sewn together, Rashi says. Ve'ena mitama b'negoyim. It doesn't qualify for tumas negoyim. It's not going to be considered a beged, just like it's not considered a beged for klayim, and therefore for tumah as well. Ve'en yotzen ba l'rishus harabim. You can't take it out to rishus harabim on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Amar, af ein ba mishum ataras kolos. And also Rabbi Shimon adds that there was a gzeira that was made that we do not wear ataras kalos because of the chorban. So since this is something that is under the hat, then it doesn't qualify as that iser. Tapa nun chesam and aleph. Ushmuel omar kivola de avda tnan. What's that?
Yesterday we presented a pretty good svara on why you would be allowed to go out and shut the rabbi because she's not going to walk out with her hair uncovered.
Right.
Holding.
I guess they hold that we're afraid that she's gonna take it off, and that and in other words take it off with leaving the upper hair covering on. Gemara continues. Ushmuel Amar Kivola de Avda Tnan. Shmuel says that the kavul that our Mishnah said that's aser is a chosim that they make for the Eved. So that we saw in the Gemara earlier, what exactly is this kavul? So Shmuel says it's a chosem of an eved. So let's take a look at Rashi. Shmuel Amar kavul de masnisan kavla de avda. It's this pin of an eved. And we're going to see shortly what that is. Umi asks the Gemara, Umi Amar Shmuel hachi? Did Shmuel really say this? Va Amar Shmuel yotzei ha-eved b'chosem shebitzavaro, avalo b'chosem shebiksuso. This that we learned in regards to kavul, Shmuel says that you can go out with the kavul. The Eved could go out with the Chosim Shebet Savaro. What's the Chosim Shebet Savaro? It was like an ID mark, that a pin. So if it's attached around his head by his neck, that's okay. But not the Chosim Shebet Suso. So it's a stira. So says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, because we just said that Shmuel said that in our Mishnah said Lo Be Kavul. That was Aser. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Ha David Le Rabbe, Ha David Ihu Lenafshe. It depends on whether his master did it or he made it. If his master made it, so Rashi explains, then he has fear that he's going to either lose it or disappoint his master, and he won't by not wearing it, and therefore he won't take it off. But if it's a marker that he himself made, so then in such a case there isn't a concern. So that's why Shmuel said that Yotza Eved Bechosim Shebet Savaro, that Eved can go out the Chosim Shebet Savaro, that was one that he made himself. Says the Gemara, B'mai came to the Hod Shmuel David Le Rabbo Bechosim Shebeksuso Amai Loi. But wait a second, if you're going to say that the halacha is that his master made it, so then what's the problem with the chosim shebiksuso? Why is it that chosim shebiksuso, there's going to be a difference between that and chosim shebrabo? So Gemara says, Dilma mifsak umirtas, he's afraid that he's going to slip and break it. Umakbile umachas leakasve, he's going to cover it with his garment. In other words, it's going to break, and then he's going to put his talus in a way that is usher to cover that it was broken. What's this isra of putting his talus in a way that's going to cover it's broken? Damrav Yitzchak bar Yosef from Rabbi Yochan, Hayotze betalas mikupelas, umnechas loak sefer b'shabbos, chayiv chatos. In such a case, he's going to be chayiv chatos. V'chihad amle Shmuel, Rav Chanina bar Shila, ku rabban de reish galusa, lo lifki besar v'le chasima, levar minach, de lo kapte chalach de reish galusa. And similarly, Shmuel said to Rav Chanina bar Shila, everybody is not allowed to go out with a sarvali, that the sarvali chasimi. The sarvali chasimi, Rashi says, was they made chosamos on their talis to show that they were meshubit to the reish galusa. So you can't go out because what we're afraid is that it's going to break and that you're going to go and cover it. So that is emphasizes this idea that even when it comes to those things, that the eved isn't necessarily going to remove, nevertheless, if it's going to break, it's going to cause him to do something else that's going to be a malacha, and that is, he's going to cover it with the talis, so that's the concern in regards to the chosem shebiksuso. The chosem b'shebiksuso, we have that concern, that he's going to come and he's going to double up his talis. Similarly to what Shmuel said to Rav Chanina bar Shila, that even we have that issue, that we have this mark that we're connected to a certain district of the Reish Galusa, and if that mark breaks, we're afraid that we're going to move the talus in a way that's going to cover it up, so then in such a case, that would be a problem. In contrast to one person, Rav Chanina bar Shila, there wasn't a concern that he was going to do that because he wasn't afraid to walk out without this marking. Okay, the Gemara now continues with the halachos, testing out the way we've come out within Shita Shmuel, that an Eved could go out with the Chosem Shabitzavaro, but not with the Chosem Shabitzuso if he made it. Guf Amar Shmuel, Yotze Eved b'Chosem Shabitzavaro, avol lo b'Chosem Shabitzuso. Tanya Mihachi, Yotze Eved b'Chosem Shabitzavaro, avol lo b'Chosem Shabitzuso. So that's the rule that we learned before. Uriminu, but I'll ask you the following question. Now we're going to quote from a Braisa. So stop right there, that's going to be the stira. The stira is going to be that we see over here that an Evik can't go out neither with the Chosem Shebetzavar nor the Chosem Shebetzuso. Yet by Shmuel we had learned that Shmuel had said that he can go out with the Chosem Shebetzavar. But before we deal with that stira, we continue the whole braisa, which is going to be important for the rest of the Gemara. Zeva ze'ein mekablin tuma. The halacha also is that both of these chasamos are not mekabel tuma. Velo bezug shebetzavaro. The eved's not allowed to go out with a bell on his neck. Aval yotzu bezug shebeksuso. But he's allowed to go out with a bell on his garment. We're going to discuss all of the reasons for these halachos in the rest of the Gemara, so we won't explain now. In the rest of the Gemara, we'll get to why. Zev is zev mekablin tuma, and the bells also are mekablin tuma. V'loi teitze behema loy b'chaisim shebetzavar, v'loi chaisim shebeksusa, v'loi bezug shebeksusa, v'loi bezug shebetzavara. Zev is zev mekablin tuma, and both of them are not mekablin tuma. So all of these things we'll deal with later on. Now we're going to focus on the stira with Tishmuel. Shmuel had said that yoytze ave b'chaisim shebetzavari, and this brisa says that you can't. Says the Gemara, Lema, are you going to want to answer what we answered before? Ha David le rabbi, ha David iulinav shei, that when it comes to his masters, so then the halach is there, we're more machmir, but we can't say that, as the Gemara will bear out. Lo, edvaed David le rabbi. No, really, we're talking about a case where his master made it. Both cases. And not we're not going to be miyashev and say that we're talking about a case where he made one of them. Aye, that if that's so, so then why is it that when we learned that Shmuel said that's Yotze Eved, yet this brisa says that you can't? V'kan b'shel mateches, v'kan b'shel tit. One case we're talking about where it was made from metal, and the other is that was talking about, this Mishnah is going to be talking about where it was made from clay. Ukhtir Rav Nachman am Rabba Baravua, Dover Hamakbid Alav Rabbo, Ein Yotzen Bo, it depends on whether it's something that his master is going to be makbid on. So if his master is not makbid on it, so then in such a case you can go out. When do we say that you can't go out? That's talking about something that his master is going to be makbida. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi will spell out entirely which case is talking about what and why. Let's take a look at Rashi. Lo idi vi idi davele rabbe da'af agav de kavol de masnisnu kimna bida avid iulin afshe. Even though we already explained that in our Mishnah that if he did it himself, so then in such a case, the halacha is he can't go out. Hasam ikadul ukme bistam chosam shaltit di mitbar ein makbid alav lahavi shivra of leves adona. He's not going to be makbid, and he'll leave it there. Hilchach leka l'ukma b'da'avi le'rabbe. Then in such a case, we can't say that his master did it, because if his master did it, so then in such a case, we're going to afraid that he's going to bring it in. D'avi le'rabbe lo'havi mitzer. Because if his master made it, then it's not going to be usher. The kolzman shelo nifsak lo shakal le'mitzavaro. He's never going to remove it if it isn't broken. Mishum emse de rabbe v'mifsak, and if it is broken, lo kapid ala baylov. And this is the critical part of the teretz, and that is that if it's broken, the master is not going to be makbid. Why? Because it's tit. So since it's tit, the master is not going to be makbid. Mishum seida lakapseida hilchach lo maisile. So we're not afraid he's going to take it. Aval hach lo ikal b'sheltit. Here you can't say that it's talking about where it's tit. In other words, in the Brisa, Hilkach afilu avid le rabbe nami aser. So in the case of where the master made it, it's going to be aser. So this Brisa that says lo yatsa avid b'chosim shevet savar v'lo chosim shevet ksuso, that's talking that in that case, if the master made it, then it's going to be aser. Di mifsa kapitala mishum pseida umirtes avid umaisile biyade, and therefore the evid is going to come to carry it. So if, again, the punchline is that if we're talking about tit, so then in such a case, if it breaks, then the Eved is going to come to carry it. So back into our Gemara. The Gemara says, lo, idividi davile rabbit. In both cases, the master made it. V'kam b'shel mateches, v'kam b'shel tit. And it depends on whether it's mateches or tit, whether the Eved's going to come to carry it. If it's tit, he's not going to. If it's meteches, he will. So when did we say that you can't go out? That was talking about, like we had, and out in the Brisa right in front of us. That's talking about where it's silver. But if it's a case where the master is not makbid, then he could go out with it. Hachinami mistabra. And then it works well. Midiktani zevze ein mekablin tuma. The Brisa went on and said, in both these cases, it's not mekabel tuma. Iamret bishlema shel mateches. If we're going to say it's mateches, hanihu de lo mekabli tuma. The emphasis is that these aren't mekabel tuma. Why are they not mekabel tuma? So Rashi says, because they're not considered kalim. In other words, we would have had a havamina that even though it's mateches, that we would have a havamina if it's mateches, that's considered a kli. Kamash malan, that these chasamos are not considered kalim. Ha kalim didu mekabli tuma. But those kalim that are similar to that are mateches, they're mekabli tuma. But when we're talking about tit would never be mekabli tuma. Eliyam b'shel titnan, if you're going to learn that the case was of tit, Hani hudulam mekabli tuma, kelim didhu mekabli betuma, is beloshim bitmia, that when it comes to those that are made markers for the evet, that's not mekabli tuma. But other kelim are mekabli tuma? The answer is absolutely not. It's never is tit mekabli tuma. So therefore, it works beautifully. The braisa that said that the halacha is lo yoytze v'lo yoytze, that's talking about mateches. Shmuel was talking about tit. So if we're talking about mateches, so then in such a case he can't go out because in every instance where he's afraid that it's going to fall and it's going to break, and if it falls and breaks, so then he's going to come to carry it. When it comes to the tit, so then it depends where it is. If it's on his savaro, so then in such a case, no problem. There's not going to be any chshash. But if it's chosem shebiksuso, so then according to Shmuel, there is going to be a problem because he's going to move around his garment. But If we're talking about metal, so then in such a case, in both cases, the Eved is going to be concerned. The Eved is going to be concerned if it breaks, and therefore, if it breaks, we're afraid he's going to come to carry it. And that is meduyuk in the Brice, so the Gemara just said, because it says, Zevezei mekablin tumah, then both cases mekablin tumah. Now, if it was of tit, so then there wouldn't be any concern about it being mekablin tumah. Nothing is mekablin tumah if it's tit. So that's why it's meduyuk that Shmuel was talking about the case of tit, and the Brice was talking about mateches, and there is no stira. By mateches, in all instances, we're afraid, and by the tit, only in some instances are we concerned. And the Gemara just proves that when it comes to tit, there isn't any concern of tumah, and therefore it's muchach in the brisa. For Tanya, and that's what we learned in the brisa, klei avon, klei glolim, v'klei adama, ein mekablin tumah, lo midivrei Torah, lo midivrei Sofrim, el shmami nashal mateches, shmami nashal. So the whole brisa has to be talking about mateches, because if we wouldn't have been talking about mateches, we wouldn't have need to tell us that this type of ID mark, it does not qualify as something that's mekabel tumah. Beautiful. Okay, so this concludes Halachas of Kavul. This concludes the explanation of Shmuel, that Kavul means Kavla da'avda, and there are times our Mishnah says that's Aser, and Shmuel points out, and not in all instances is it going to be Aser, it depends if it's Avid Le Rabbe, or it's Avid Iu Lenafshe, and there are times that Avid Le Iu Nafshe, we are Choshish, he's going to carry it, but generally, when it comes to Avid Le Rabbe, then we're certainly afraid that he's going to come and carry it, particularly if it's mateches, as described in the Braisa. Let's continue on. Amar Mar. V'loy bezug shebitzavaro. The halachi is that he's not allowed to go out, the Eved, with a bell around his neck. Avol yoytzuhu bezug shebitzuso. But he's allowed to go out with the bell if it's attached to his garment. Says the Gemara, Zug shebitzavaro amai loy. Why is it that the Eved can't go out with the zug around his neck? Dilma mifsek, what we're afraid it's going to break. Vasu leisuye, and he's going to come to carry it. So zug shebeksuse nami lechush. So when it comes to the bell around his neck also, on his garment, excuse me, also, dilma mifsek, vasu leisuye. We should also be afraid that it's going to fall off and he's going to come to carry it. Answers the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom, hachamayeskinan, what are we talking about? The micha be mumche. It was attached by a mumche. It was attached to the garment with a mumche. Once it was attached professionally, we're not afraid it's going to fall off. If it was already arug, then we're not afraid it's going to fall off. Taisus asks a very, very strong question. This case of zug appears in this brisa that we said we're going to be analyzing for the rest of the daf. Lo yoytzei ha'eved b'chosim shevet savaro, b'chosim shevet ksusav, zevzeh mekam l'tumah, v'lo b'zug shevet savaro, avl yotzu b'zug shevet ksusav. So that's the brisa we just read. So asks Taisus, wait a second. Above, we were afraid. The chosim shevet savaro and chosim shevet ksusav were afraid is going to fall off and he's going to come to carry. Well, if you're saying now that the bell was attached by a mumcha, it's not going to fall off, so then why is it the chosim shevet ksusav you're going to afraid it's going to fall off? Manashach. If it was attached by a professional, then it doesn't, does it fall off? If the answer from chosim shevet ksusav is yes, that it does fall off, so then so too, when it comes to zut shevet ksusav, it also falls off. So Tosis asks, Astira, that's in Tosis Dir Maschil, Hachamay Eskina Demachi. Vim Tomer, Kihechi de Zug, Ari Bimachi, Hachinami, Ari Chosim Shevet Ksusav Machi. Vim Kena Mayasa, once we learned that it's going to fall off, it should fall off over, that's not going to fall off by the one that's attached to his beged, the bell that's attached to his beged, so too, when it comes to the chosen that's attached to his beged, we shouldn't be afraid it's going to fall off. So Tos Niber Maslachi Bemaiskinan says, a beautiful teretz, just a simple pshat teretz. V'yesh lomar, dezug mutter, says Tosus, v'yishaderech lo'orgdo bebeged, she'en shum beged shlo yei roi l'noi v'tachshi kazeh. When it came to bells, bells were generally attached to the beged. This adornment, it was common to professionally attach it to the beged. So therefore, since it was generally attached to the beged, so then we're not afraid any zug that's on the beged that a person is going to come to carry. But the chosem was not often attached to the beged. Just think about the difference between, let's say, a zipper. Just think of a zipper with a bell on it versus an ID piece, right? Some people attach their ID piece to their garments, but they generally don't have the ID piece attached by anything but a pin. The zug shebichsuso was always attached professionally. So therefore, there's a difference between the two. It's true that it's that the case of the chosam was attached professionally, but since in most instances the chosam is not attached professionally, then in such a case you can't go out with the chosam shebichsuso. Okay, that's how Tosus explains. Let's continue on. The Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Omar Mar. Lo Seitze Behema. We continue analyzing that brisa. So basically our whole daf, almost our entire daf, will be this brisa of seven lines with the first word on line of Reminu about one third down. So Gemara continues analyzing it. Lo Seitze Behema. Lo Bechosim Shebet Savar, Lo Bechosim Shebet Susa, Lo Bezug Shebet Savar, Lo Bezug Shebet Susa, Zeveze Mekablum Tuma, Vezug De Behema, E Mekablum Tuma. So Behema, we learned these halachos that he can't go out to Chosim, whether it's on the neck or on the ksus, can't go out with the bell in those instances, and it's not mekabel toma in all instances as well. Says the Gemara, Ureminu, zug shel behema tmeya, v'shel deles tahora. If you have the bell on a behema tmeya, and a bell on a deles, tahora. The halacha is that it's tahar. The halacha is that it's tahar. So you have the zug of the behema, that's tamea, that could be kabel tuma. On the door, it's not, it's tar. Shel deles, what happens? Well, first of all, before we even move this bell around, what's the difference between the two? Why is it that when you have a bell on a behema, it could be mekabel tuma, but a bell on a door is not mekabel tuma? So take a look at Rashi on the top line, Nunchesam Beis, v'shel deles tahora, delo mechubel abayis hu. It's not considered attached to the, it's not considered, delas, excuse me. Delas mechubel abayis, the door is attached to the house, shu chubur lekarka, ve'ena kli lekabel tuma. So it's not considered a kli, because the door knocker is considered attached to the house, so therefore it's not mekabel tuma. But when it's around the neck of the animal, it's a kli and it's mekabel tuma. Okay. Now we deal with the following case. Shel deles vasola behema. If it was made originally for the door, and you took the bell off the door and you put it on the behema, tmeya, then it's tame. Why? Because you took it from being a non-kli, and you turned it into a kli. Shel behema vasola deles. But if you made it for the behema, and then you attached it to the door, afal pi shechibro ledeles v'kavo b'mismarim tame. Really, you could argue that now it's not tame because it's attached to the door. Comes along the brisa, and the brisa says no. It still retains its original identity as being a kli. Why? Shekol akelim yardim l'day tumasam b'machshava. Every kli, if you decide that you're going to no longer use it as a non-kli and turn it into a kli with your mind, so then it already becomes a kli and it's mekabel tum machshava. Vein oilim midei tumasan ela b'shinui maisa. But if you want to take a kli that can be mekabel tuma, for example, the bell around the neck of the animal, and then say it's not going to be mekabel tuma because it's now on the door, you have to do a full shinui maisa. Rashi explains it's not enough to attach it to the door. You've got to change it. So therefore, the halacha is that it's going to be mekabel tuma. So this is an important rule, stam in Hilchos Tuma v'Tahara, that if you have a kli, again, you have a kli that's mekabel tuma, even if you decide to use it in a way that's no longer mekabel tuma, it's not going to change its identity unless you change the kli itself. However, if you want to be morid it l'tuma, so then the machshava is going to be enough. So the example of that would be that if you took it from the door and you put it on the animal, so then even though you didn't change the bell, with your machshava of using a different way, it'll be mekabel tuma. Why are we going through all of these halachas tuma v'tahara? We're asking a stira. We learned in today's brisa that the halach is that a zug is not mekabel tuma, and yet to the end here, we see Beferish in this brisa that it is mekabel tuma. You got a chevra? Got the kasha? Says the Gemara, five lines from the top, lo kasha, hadi isle inbil, hadi lesle inbil. It depends on whether it has an inbal, whether it has wealthy parents to take them out to the Yerushalayim Hotel. So I never really knew what inbal is, such a funny name, inbal. So the inbal is what's inside the, what do we call this? The bell. Where there has what we call the knocker, the bell. So an inbal is the knocker in the bell. So if it has an inbal, so then the halacha is that's considered a kli. And if it doesn't, then it's not considered a kli. So the Gemara says, "Manav shach imanahu afal pi de les le inbal ilav manahu inbal mashvile mana." Are you going to say the knocker is makes all the difference of the world? Either it's a kli or it's not a kli, whether it has the inbal or not. Says the Gemara in. Very interesting drasha. How do we know that whether we define a bell as having identity as a kli is whether it makes noise? Whether it makes noise or not, it has the knocker inside, that's going to define whether it's considered a kli. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by hagolas kelim, kol dovar asher yovoy be'esh, any item that goes through fire, taviru ba'esh, you have to kasher it with fire. So Chazal have an interesting drasha. Kol dovar. Dovar is going to be important. Whether the kli speaks. What does it mean a kli speaks? What does it mean it speaks? The answer is that the kli makes noise. Kol dovar asher yavo ba'esh, taviru ba'esh. Afilu dibur yavo ba'esh. Once it's something that makes noise, so then in such a case, it's going to have a din of a kli. Fascinating drasha. Kol dovar asher yavo. So when it comes to a bell, so when our Mishnah said, the Braisa said that the halacha is that's not mekabel tumah, that was without the knocker. This Braisa that we learned, that said that it is mekabel tumah, that's when it has the jingle piece. Taisis, Correct. That's a fascinating thing. Ein hachanami. Yeah. Here we're saying that's not dependent on the kibul. It's dependent on whether it's functioning as a kli. What's the definition of functioning as a kli? It's the knocker. Why would not be dependent on kibul? Because you don't use it for its kibul anyhow. The bell you don't use for its kibul, so you need to define it in terms of its functionality. Now, Tesis asks, are you hearing me okay? Yeah, you're right. You're right, Reb Mordechai, that this is an interesting halacha, that it's going to be dependent on the knocker. Now, Tosis asks a bomb kasha. Tosis and Dibra Masel called over asher yavo. Tosis asks a very, very strong question. He asks, wait a second, this pasuk, kol dovar sheyovo ba'esh, taviru ba'esh. Anything that was heated in fire goes through fire. What's that talking about? That's talking about if absorbed iser in fire. That's what the pasuk in Parashas Matos says by Kli Midyon. So then you kasher it by putting it by fire. What in the world does this have to do with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara? So Tesis says in the second Tesis, Va'afal gav dehaikra lo gabe tumah ksiv el gabe hagala, even though this pasuk is not talking about tumah, it's only talking about hagala. Mistabra dehasam ein dibur malu umorid. Says Tesis, the word kol dovar doesn't fit in. What's kol dovar being put in there for? If it's not talking about Hagala, then describe it in regards to Hilchos Tumah. Now, the Ritva actually learns a little differently than Tosos. The Ritva learns that at the end of the Pasuk, Kol Dovar Shiyava Be'esh Taviru Be'esh, then the Pasuk says, Tischa Ta'u. And Chazal use that Pasuk to refer also to Tumah in regards to Tumas Meis. So says the Ritva, we already see that the end of the pasuk of Kol Dovar Shiyava Be'esh, that the pasuk says concludes Tischa Ta'u. So we see that the pasuk also talks about Tumas Meis. So then we see the concept of Tumah V'Tahara as well in that pasuk. Okay. Either way, Tosis. The most important part is Tosis is Kasha. Back into the Gemara. First word on the line. 12 lines in. Says the Gemara, b'mayu kimta b'delesle imbil, you're going to tell me that the case where we say that doesn't mekabel tumah is where it doesn't have the knocker. Ema mitziyasa. But what about the middle case? V'lo b'zug shebitzavara. Avol yotzu b'zug shebitzuso. V'ze v'ze mekabel tumah. We said that the bell that's attached to its garment, the halacha is that's mekabel tumah. E'delesle imbil, Mimekabel Tumah. But you just said the Braisa was talking about that that if in bowl that doesn't have Tumah. Urim Minhi. Ha'oisin zogin l'machtechash u'arises u'mitpachos far mitpachos tinokos yesh le'minbol t'meim ein le'minbol t'horin. Nitbalu nitlu in belehen adayun to maso alehem. That if the inbelehem are removed, so there remains for tumas. So what do we see? We see that the rule is not absolute. We don't say that every time the inbal is removed, it's not mekabel tuma. If it once had an inbal, it is mekabel tuma. Says the Gemara, hani mili betinik dilakola avdile. That's this rule that's entirely dependent on whether it has the inbal inside, that's for a tinok. Aval gadol tachshit hule, but for a gadol it is a tachshit, afal gavdolesle inbal, even though it doesn't have an inbal. So it really depends on whether we're talking about the one of a gadol or the one of a katan. The Gemara continues to analyze this. Amar mar, nitbalu inbalehen, adayin tulatsa lehen. That we learned that for a gadol, the halacha is that still is mekabel tuma. L'may chazi, what purpose does it have? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, it does have a purpose. Ha'ul shehedit yachol achziro. It is possible to easily reattach it, and therefore be mekabel tuma. Masiv Rava, but Rava asks, hazug va'inbal chibur, when it comes to scissors and an inbal, then it's considered attached, they're considered one. Now this is referring back to a Gemara that we had earlier, that Rav Aaron did on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that we consider the inbal as having, it's the bell and the knocker are considered one entity. If one of it is Mekabel Tuma, then the rest is Mekabel Tuma as well. Let's take a look at Rashi, seven lines before the wide. Hazug va'inbal chibur, kishehen yachad harein kli echad. When they're attached, it's one kli, nitmezeh. Hizal zeh, tar. And similarly, just like it's Mekabel Tuma, if it, one piece is touched, so too, if you do the zrika on part of it, it's also tar. And this is critical in Rashi. V'kivan dekari lechibur. And once we consider a chibur, shma mina dechinespardu have a kli shenitol mitzaso. That once it's separated, we consider it as if the kli was taken away. In other words, when do we consider it one? When it's attached. Mashma, then when it's separated, then it's not considered a kli. And you just got through saying, afagav de lesle inbal. Even if it doesn't have an inbal inside, for adults, since it's roi lechaber, that's enough to be considered something that's mekabel tuma. But here, hazog va'inbal chibur says, when is it considered an inbal? Only when it's attached. V'chi teiman, if you're going to want to answer, hachi kamar, afagav de lo mechaber. No. It doesn't mean that only when it's attached. But rather it means, even if it's not attached, kimanda mechaber dami. It's considered as if it's attached. Vatanya, but that's not true. We don't consider it as if it's attached. And therefore, we're not going to consider it as an item that's mekabel tuma. Vatanya, masporis shel prokin, vizemel shel rihiti, chibur l'tuma. If you have scissors that, for prokim or rihitni, Rashi says that, Rehitniyar shel monim tarsim shenosni zemel toch bein shnei etzim asuyin lekach ulaachar melachto notol matznio, that it was used to cutting wood, and then they would separate the two parts. They would attach them together and then separate these two parts. So chibur l'tuma, it's considered attached for tuma, ve'ein chibur l'hazah, and it's not considered attached for hazah, which means that if you touch one side, then the halacha is that once you touch one side, the other side becomes tameh. But if you sprinkled it for tameh meis, if you sprinkled one side, the other one doesn't become tar. And we asked, v'amrina manemshach, ichiburu, if it's considered attached. By the way, this is really a repeat of the Gemara of Mem Chesam Beis going on to Mem Tesam at Aleph. Manemshach, ichiburu, afil lahazah. If it's considered attached for tumah, then if you sprinkle part of it, it should also be for tahara. Vilo chibur, and if it's not considered attached, afilu tumah namila, then it should not be contract tumah if you touch one side of the scissors for the other. Va'amar Rabba, and so Rabba said, dvar toira mina toira, b'shmas malacha chibur, bein la'azah. really min haTorah, the halacha is the only time it's considered attached, both for Azah and for Tumah, that if you sprinkled part of it, all of it is tar. And if you touched it b'tumah, all of it is tameh. That's only when it's attached b'shas melacha. Shelo b'shas melacha, when you're not using it, ein achibur loy l'tumah v'loy l'azah. V'gazru, and all this is a gzeirah, v'gazru al tumah shelo b'shas melacha mishum tumah, shehi b'shas melacha. We made a gzeirah that's going to be tameh, shelo b'shas melacha. If you touch part of it, shelo b'shas melacha, we're going to say the other one is tameh, even though min haTorah it's not, because we're afraid that if people are going to think that the other part is tar, then even when it's b'shas melacha, they're going to think that it's tar. V'al hazah, and also for hazah, shehi b'shas melacha, mishum hazah, shelo b'shas melacha. Gzeirah of hazah, b'shas melacha, atu hazah, shelo b'shas melacha. Hayotze midvareinu, this halacha of Azan Chibur shows us that an inbal is only considered a kli when it's attached. When it's not attached, it's not considered. So therefore, how is it that we're going to say, in Belayan, Nitlu in Belayan, Adayin Tumasan Alayan, and we said the one exception is going to be a kid's inbal. But aside from a kid's inbal, we say Adayin Tumasan Alayan. Elam Arava, so Rava comes along, going on to Amud Beis, since you're able to use it to bang on top of cheres. In other words, the inbal has usage even when the knocker is out. Take a look at Rashi. It can still make noise. It's not bottle from its original lacha. Rashi says, it's like another halacha in Tumah V'Tahara. The other halacha in Tumah V'Tahara is if you have a kli that has a hole in it. So you can't put water in it, but you could put apples in it if it has a small hole. But if it reaches the size of a hole that's the size of a rimon, then you can't even put fruits inside. The kaimalon de lo term into asa mishum derai melacha. And it's considered, it's going to remain in its status because it's still roi lemelachto. And Rashi now summarizes our Gemara. Vahashta isritzu kulu de behema tahora below inbal. Kediktanim asisan kamaisa. And now everything works well by hema tahora without inbal, like we learned in our first Mishnah. Delav manahu. It's not considered a kli. Ubein bal tame kiduk mina bebraisa, and the inbal would be tame, like the braisa says. The inbal mashvile mane uda adam gadol, and when it comes to adam gadol, af below inbal tame. Even if there is no inbal, it's tame. That's what we learned halfway through Nun Ches Amud Beis. The difference between the inbal of a kid and the inbal of the adam gadol. Uda de litachshitu. That's latachshu v'lo by inbal. Vahani diktani b'kamaisa, and that's also what we learned before, the mekabel and tumah. Then it's mekabel tumah. Why? Because it's roi l'kli. How's it roi l'kli? To bang onto the cheres. Udiktanim dilakol avid kibulehu dilo kabel below inbal. Kidiktani elem inbal tahorim. But when it comes to kids, if it doesn't have an inbal star, b'shelo haylo inbal me olam. But now, once we said that it has another purpose, so then the halacha is that it should be mekabel tumah. So it must be that we're talking about something that never had an inbal, de lo migmur melachtan, not lo inbalon, bein lefnei tumah, bein leachar tumah, tmeim de lo nishtamdu kishir. But once it had an inbal, so then even if the inbal was removed, then it won't be mekabel tumah. We learned by the, there is a case that the inbal is not mekabel tumah, where it didn't, the bell is not mekabel tumah if it didn't have an inbal. That was the case in which there never was an inbal put inside. If there was never an inbal put inside, so then in such a case, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. And that was where we said that it has no usage for a kid. But every other inbal has an usage, and then it'll be mekabel tumah. Ad kan hilchas inbal. Tom v'nishlam daf nunches. I'm a base.